Serving the Space Coast with the gospel of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. You are tuned in to 1510 AM, WWBC, Cocoa, Merritt Island, Melbourne, Titusville, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, Merritt Island, Titusville, and the Beaches, FM 94.7.
Welcome to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. Your host for WGOD Radio is Bible teacher and translator Pastor Paul Esposito, senior pastor of Island Community Church, located in Merritt Island, Florida. And now here for today's program is Pastor Paul.
Welcome back once again to WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time. This is your host and speaker for this program. I am Pastor Paul Esposito, and I am the senior pastor here of Island Community Church in Merritt Island. Along with my associate pastor, Darren Solano, we greet you here today. God bless you all. Thanks for joining us here on this Wednesday. Regardless of what time you're tuned in, we are on at various times here on these stations, 6:30 a.m., 7:30 a.m., and then rebroadcast at 5:30 in the afternoon. Hey, and if you guys are tuned in at 5:30, I know a couple of you are, and I invite you guys to church tonight. 5:30, you guys still got 29 minutes to make it to Island Community Church. There's no greater thing you can do than to sit under a good Bible study during the week. That's why we have these services on Wednesdays, hump day, middle of the week. What better way to get through the week and to be strengthened by sitting under the Word of God, soaking in the Word of God, studying the Word. I invite you guys to church tonight, 6 o'clock. I am in the book of 2 Peter, and I am in first chapter, 6 o'clock tonight. We'd love to see you. It's a much more informal service. We roll out the dry erase board. It's open for question and answers, and I invite you to attend our service here tonight. IslandCommunityChurch.net is our website. The sermons are uploaded on the Island Community Church YouTube page. Now, here on the radio, we're in the middle of the sermon I just preached on Sunday, and it's entitled The Mysteries of the Kingdom, or we could call it Liars in the Church. We were looking at Ananias and Sapphira and how people like that ended up in the church, and there's actually an answer to that. This is that program. If you'd like to watch the video or share it with someone else, you can go to the YouTube page, Island Community Church, share that video that is up on YouTube, or go to the podcast here. You can subscribe to these podcasts right here on WMIE Israel, WMIEFM.com. Click on the On Demand. Share this program with someone else. They need to hear this message, because Satan has his peeps in churches scattered not only around America, but around the world. Okay, this is part two of this message, Mysteries of the Kingdom.
You don't want the pastor to talk about sin, but you keep going to a church that talks about sin. All of a sudden, we've got a problem now. Until I find out what your motives are, I don't trust you anymore. Otherwise, why go to the church that talks about sin if you don't want to hear about sin? If you don't want to hear how you can live a righteous life, if you don't want to hear how you can make God proud, if you don't want to hear Jesus say, well done, good and faithful servant, if you don't want to hear that, then go somewhere else where you'll never hear that. You will never be stretched. Just go somewhere that'll never stretch you. And you're fine. Make those waffles on Sunday morning at 10:30. Verse 25. The kingdom of heaven is like a man who sows good seed in his field. But while men slept, his enemy came and sowed tares among the wheat, and he went his way. Now a tare is this Greek word zizania, which I like to call lasagna. And it's a very deceptive weed. It looks exactly like a wheat. It looks exactly like a wheat, right up until harvest time. And then it exposes itself for what it truly is, a weed. A deceptive plant that at one time looked exactly like the real McCoy. Verse 26, now when the grain had sprouted and produced a crop, then the tares also appeared. So the servants of the owner came and said, sir, did you not sow good seed in your field? How then does it have this lasagna in it? So he said to them, an enemy has done this. Greek, that's ekthros, anthropos. You know what anthropos means, right? Anthropology. Ekthos, anthropos, a hostile man has done this. Being who, church? Satan. While people were sleeping, you see, and they weren't paying attention, the enemy came and sowed these tares. So the servant said to him, well, do you want us to go and gather them up? But he said, no, lest while you gather up the tares, you also uproot the wheat with them. You see, you don't know the future. Maybe this person will hear this message today and make it right. You and I are unqualified to weed God's field. Thank God they didn't weed me out of there 25 years ago. They used to tell me when I was a kid, you're going to need an asbestos suit where you're going, Esposito. Thank God they didn't think I was a terror. Or you know what? Maybe I was. But the good news is you can change daddies today while it's still today. Now, praise God, that's good news. You don't have to remain in your current position. If that's where you find yourself, we're going to see. We're going to look at some of the checkups from the neck ups so you can identify. Some people are tares and don't know it. Some people are diabolical, who would get together and conspire together. Let's lie to Pastor Pete and let's tell him thus and so. As Charles Stanley would call it, right? Let both grow together until the harvest. And at the time of harvest, I will say to the reapers, first gather the tares and bind them in bundles to burn them. And gather the wheat into my barn. Just like the invasion of the body snatchers. You got two people growing up side by side. The son and the daughter of God and the, what shall we call the others? Serpent seed? Jesus said that Satan was their father. Do with that as you will. John 8:44. Indubitably, after you. In the movie, when the two were husband and wife, one would always figure out because the spouse always knew the original. They knew the real McCoy, like a bank examiner, knows the genuine currency and can spot a counterfeit. This, according to Jesus, believe it or not, and believe it because he says it, this is what the kingdom of God is like. Look around you, people. This is what the kingdom of heaven is like so far. While it's still today, you see, this is why the word today is in the Bible. Because you still have a chance and the opportunity to change the daddies. God had only one son, has only one son. But he's got millions of adopted sons and daughters. People adopt other people's kids all the time. This is what the kingdom of God is like. One is legit, one's a counterfeit. One of you is a child of the king, a seed sown by the Son of God, and one of you is a secret plant sown by the devil. Jesus says, you will know them by what they do. You'll know them by their fruits. I'll spot you right away by where you stand. Just let me at your Facebook page. Where do you stand? Lay person and church leader alike, where do you stand? It's easy now. Now that I've learned how to spot one, it's easy to spot. Let me see your Facebook page. Where do you stand? Gay marriage, where do you stand? I know where God stands, where do you stand? Homosexual priests, do you promote them and protect them? Reminds me of that old Roger Daltrey song. Who are you? Where do you stand? See, I can spot a tear now from 50 yards. Where do you stand? Do you send a gay priest to another parish somewhere? Where do you stand? Do you downplay who Jesus is? Do you don't preach or talk about sin? Do you worship Jesus' mother instead of Jesus? Sorry, but it is what it is. Do you not believe in hell? Because Jesus talked more about hell than he did about heaven. I'll spot you and expose you. You will know them by their fruits. If they look just like a Christian, you will know by what they believe and by what comes out of their mouth. Eventually, Jesus said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks. Sooner or later, you're going to show everyone else what you are, a wheat and a tare. Where do you stand on that little list I just gave you? All who aren't with me are against me, Jesus said. He who does not sow with me scatters. Where do you stand? Now, before the Son of God gives us the understanding of this parable, he's going to lay two more really short ones on us. Matthew 13, verse 31. Another parable he put before them. He says, the kingdom of heaven is like. All right, here we go again. The kingdom of heaven is like, then he says, a mustard seed, which a man took and sowed into his field. So the kingdom of heaven is like a very, very small seed, which the Son of God took and cast all around him. So I was thinking about this. Seeing as there's wheat and tares, he says the kingdom of heaven is like just a tiny little seed. The kingdom of heaven is like a waitress at Longhorns, whom you go up to and say, you know what, God bless you. You know, God loves you. The kingdom of heaven is like the bagger that works at Publix, whom you talk to and invite over to church. The kingdom of heaven is like someone who goes to the manager over here at BJ's Gasoline, sitting there in the red. You know what? I invite you to Island Community Church. Someone invited you. And the good news is, you know, so that's funny. Right in the middle of this, I was thinking of my daughter, because she has this mall ministry where she goes and shares the gospel with unbelievers. And she was upset because no one came by, only one person. And I was, by golly, I was right on this page. Out of nowhere, in the middle of my sermon prep, I said, oh, I got to reach out to Samantha. And I laid on her, you know what? All you need is just a little mustard seed. That's it. She goes, only one person came by, and they used to be an atheist. You see, what you take on the outside is, you know, but over here, really, you see, God can take that little, it's just as much what the kingdom of God is as having wheat and tares and the Son of Man sowing, some not believing, the cares and the deceitfulness of riches choke up, all these other bits. It's as much as that is you just sharing the smallest seed known to mankind. You know what? God loves you. You don't have to be Moses. And I know all of you here are really good at that. That's what heaven is like. There it started off small. There was only 120 people in the upper room. Look now. This is what the kingdom of heaven is like. Starts off small, same as Island Community Church. There probably was a few small and maybe unseemingly insignificant things that made this church have so many people in it now. Maybe it was refusing to shut the doors when COVID was running around like all the other churches. significant, insignificant, I don't know. All I know is that these doors weren't going to lock because of a sickness. You don't have to come, but I'll tell you what, the doors are going to be open. You can come in, you can wear a mask, you can sit on other end. I don't care. All I know is that the gospel is going to be preached in this church, Island Community. Maybe it's significant, maybe it's insignificant. That's not my decision to judge that. Mine is to be faithful with whatever God's given me and us. How many people did we have in here then, Bill? 12 people. We got 12 kids today. Here's another, verse 33. He says, the kingdom of heaven is like leaven, which a woman took and hid in three measures of meal until all was leavened. Now, there's two different ways you can maybe interpret that. Like the mustard parable, how one small seed spread and became something great, like leaven. But also, most times in the Bible, leaven is used in an evil sense. It's never used for good. This could mean, just like the wheat and the tares, that there's leaven in the kingdom, secretly hid, just like Jesus said, and it's infecting the kingdom as well. That's why Paul said, a little leaven leavens the whole lump. You believe one lie and embrace it, and then before you know it, you're like a unity church. Where can't we all just get along? Marry your cat if you want, I don't care. Let's just get along. You laugh, that's stylish these days. So, remember point number three I gave you at the beginning as we move on. Satan has planted seeds into the kingdom, counterfeits, who look just like the real thing. Now let's move on to Jesus' explanation of the wheat and the tares. Verse 36, Matthew 13, 36. Then Jesus sent the multitude away and went into the house. And his disciples came to him saying, explain to us the parable of the tares of the field. So he answered and said that. Okay, notice how fast and precise he answers them. Remember what he said that to you it's been given to know the mysteries of the kingdom. And so many times when they ask the Lord something, he chastises them for not knowing it. But not here. This was a total mystery. He didn't expect them to know this. No one was going to get this insight into the spiritual world without help from above. You see, there's more going on out here today, and there's more going on in here today than what we realize. I can imagine what was going on in here during our worship portion of this service here today. I can only imagine just how pleasing that is to God and the angels. First thing he says, he who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. So just like all the parables, Jesus is the sower. Jesus tells this world about God and about the kingdom of God. He tells us how to gain admission into his kingdom. Now to undermine what Jesus is doing, Satan scatters his own seed, as we're about to see. Seed like Ananias and Sapphira. Liars by nature and deceivers like their father. Counterfeits. They could have had all the money if they wanted. They look just like you do. And they're here in the church. Well, not in this church, but every other church. They look just like you until harvest time. But they're the children of the devil. And they are here, I say here. They're here to corrupt the gene pool. A little leaven, again like Paul says, leavens the whole lump. And time will tell. Out of the abundance of the heart the mouth speaks. Time will tell. So he who sows the good seed is the Son of Man. The field is the world. The good seeds are the sons of the kingdom, but the tares are the sons of the wicked one. Now, I read this commentary one day regarding a tear. Listen to this. I found this fascinating. A tear is a plant that bears a striking resemblance to wheat. Now, this scholar went on to say, he says, quote, "In passing through the country of the ancient Philistines one day, I asked our guide, a native Syrian, if he knew of a plant that was apt to make its appearance among the wheat and which resembled it so much that it could hardly be distinguished from it. He replied that it was very common, and he would show me a specimen of it. Soon after this, he pointed out to me some of this grass growing near our path. And afterwards," now listen to what he says, "afterwards, having once seen it, I then found it in almost every field that we searched for it." Now that's just interesting if you ask me. The tare or the weed looks exactly like wheat does. And once you recognize one, and once you spot one, then you'll notice that they're everywhere you turn and everywhere you look. Like dandelions. I used to think dandelions were flowers. Then someone informed me one day as to their true identity. A dandelion was a weed. Now, when I look around, I can see now and understand. You see, what I once thought was a flower actually turned out to be a weed. I never knew it. And once I saw them everywhere I looked. And I was ignorant for it before. Listen to this comment I found. "It is during the fruit-bearing stage that the difference appears." Now, deceivers can imitate true believers for only so long. Eventually, their true nature begins to show. Now, back to Jesus' explanation. The field is the world. The good seeds are the sons of the kingdom. The tares are the sons of the wicked one. The enemy who sowed them is the devil. The harvest is the end of the age. The reapers are the angels. "Therefore, as the tares are gathered and burned in the fire, so it will be at the end of this age. The Son of Man will send out his angels, and he will gather out of his kingdom all things that offend, and those who practice lawlessness." And kind of like practicing a tuba, or law, or medicine, or violin. My mother used to send me down to the basement, go down there and practice. All those who practice lawlessness, and will cast them into a furnace of fire. There will be wailing and gnashing of teeth. Good gosh, what a horrible sight this is. "Then the righteous will shine forth as the sun in the kingdom of their Father." Then he says, "He who has ears to hear, let him hear." So there you have it. The truth from the Son of God. Now here are the facts and truths revealed in this parable. 10 things. Number one, Jesus sows the seed. And the seed is the Word of God. Ultimately, the seed is eternal life. Number two, the field is the world. That is, the seed is sown around the world by his missionaries, emissaries, and apostles, and you. Number three, you are the good seed. Number four, the counterfeits are the sons of the devil. And I've said it before, let me say it again. I've met a fair amount of tares in my lifetime. Some did not know that they were tares. Others knew all too well who they were. And they were on a diabolical mission to destroy the church that they were attending, or the churches that they were attending. They go from church to church. They sow their tares. They destroy the fellowship. And then they move on somewhere else and move on somewhere else. Number five, the enemy is the devil. Ekthros anthropos. He's a hostile man. Number six, the harvest of souls is at the end of the age. You can read that in Revelation 14 if you want to read more about it. Number seven, angels are responsible for the harvesting of souls at the end. Not me and not you. Number eight, all tares will be gathered together and burned in a giant furnace, also known as the lake of fire. Number nine, there'll be wailing and gnashing of teeth. And if that bothers you, then I challenge and encourage you to do something about that today. You don't have to remain in that position. If you're convicted by that, whoever it is who's watching this or hears this, if you're convicted by that, see, this is why Jesus died. This is what I said last week, right? If you're convicted by this, then we make it right. That's all you got to do is make it right. This is why there was 3 hours of darkness with the Son of God on the cross, so that you could not see what was going to transpire behind the scenes for you to sit here on this 19th day of April and make it right. Number 10, at the end of all this, you will shine like the sun. Praise God. So I hope this text better explains people like Ananias and Sapphira and how these people ended up in the church like this. You could say, now don't get me wrong with this, you could say that they were just being faithful, Ananias and Sapphira. You catch my underhanded trickery with that statement, right? They were being faithful. They were being faithful to their daddy. Otherwise, just keep the money. If it's all about money, just keep the money. Don't give away 90% of the money and keep the 10 and died. And people say you died because of the money. If it was because of the money, you would have kept it all. But no, there's a more sinister thing going on here. Satan's your father. That's the problem. It wasn't money. It's because who's your daddy? That's the problem. And you see, not everything is as it seems. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the truth. And you promised us that we would know the truth and the truth would set us free. We say, Lord, is it I? Have I been a tare? Have I caused trouble where I've gone? Have I, not the other person, is it I? Am I the one that's wreaked havoc in fellowships when I've gone to other places? Am I the one? Am I the one who has accidentally held to these positions which are contrary to your law? I turn from that right here and now. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for dying on that cross for me. I desire today to change fathers. I turn from my past. I turn from this old hostile man that's controlled me. And I turn to you and I ask you now in the name of Jesus, would you adopt me as your son? Would you adopt me as your daughter? I receive you today. Would you receive me today as well? I praise you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus Christ and by the power of his name.
You have been listening to WGOD Radio, the radio ministry of Island Community Church. You are cordially invited to attend one of our services at Island. We meet Wednesday evening at 6 p.m. for Bible study, and Sunday morning service starts at 10:30. Island Community Church is located at 1000 North Banana River Drive in Merritt Island. The church's email is islandcc1000@gmail.com. Join us again next time for WGOD Radio, all truth, all the time.
You're listening to WWBC Cocoa, Melbourne, Titusville, 1510 AM, as well as W234BI, Cocoa, Rockledge, and W264AS, Rockledge, Melbourne, Palm